WBYT.
Welcome into episode 22 of Radio BYT. We are avoiding the summer heat right now by cooping ourselves up in the basement with a curtain over the window to keep the cool in. My name is
That's
Mitch.
That's really not necessary. You just like to live in a dungeon.
My name is Mitch. With me, I've got Jess. And below us is Ollie, as always.
He's grumpy because I stole his ball.
Yeah.
He's really mad. Any quick thoughts for you?
I have several quick thoughts, but maybe you should go first.
Okay. Well, my quick thought,
yes.
It has to do with poor Ollie.
Yeah.
His tummy has been not so great lately. So we go to Pet Value and buy him Performatrin Ultra food. So it's pretty like decent.
Yep.
Well, my wallet thinks it's pretty decent pet food. But he's been having tummy issues. So we got him goat milk. We're going to see how that fares.
With turmeric.
With turmeric in it, because that's what she suggested, or pumpkin. But I know he doesn't like pumpkin, so I didn't think that would sit well with him.
He doesn't?
Yeah, no.
No?
We've tried pumpkin treats, and he didn't like them. Oh. Yes, I'm talking about you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. So if you guys have any suggestions for digestive issues with dogs, send them our way, because
yes.
Poor Ollie is having some issues.
Yes. My quick thought is on Netflix. They're having some issues too.
Oh, man.
Stranger Things is in hot water for the gratuitous use of smoking in their show. It's now to the point that they've banned smoking from any Netflix show.
I find that pretty interesting because Walt Disney like did the same thing with Walt. They didn't want him to be seen with cigarettes. So I wonder if they're kind of adopting that concept.
I don't know. I just know that Hopper in Stranger Things was like ripping butts the whole time. So I'm not sure. But I just thought it was interesting that they're banning it. Do you think that it has any kind of real impact on the people that watch it? Like,
no.
Could it be even worse, to be honest with you, that we're like you shelter people so much that then they want to try it?
I think Netflix is just kind of, they're following Disney's suit to try to make it more family friendly.
Yeah.
Because I'm assuming Disney Plus is going to be more family oriented. So maybe Netflix is trying to do that. But I also feel like, why wouldn't Netflix? Because, like, Orange is the New Black. That was, like, so big and so raunchy and, like, the cool, like, adult kind of thing to watch a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I feel like Netflix should stay with that whole
Is that show still
thing.
On?
Yeah. I don't know. We just stopped watching it. But I feel like Netflix should stay, like, in the adult category. And they should, instead of trying to get out of the cigarette realm or whatever they're trying to do.
They should live in a realm where Disney doesn't.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think maybe it would be survive. Beneficial for them.
Yeah.
I don't understand the cigarette thing. Like, if it's an actor, like, if it goes with the portrayal of the character, who
cares?
Well,
it's set in 1985. Everybody was ripping butts in 1985.
Smoking.
As a child of the 80s, do you agree?
Screw you. I was born in September of 89. Like, I was...
I don't care.
A few months in the 80s.
You have anything else before we dive in?
No, let's dive in.
Let's get to some fake outrage.
Okay.
Fans are not happy with both the look of the Hakuna Matata scene
that
Disney released on TV from The Lion King as compared to the old one. They also hate the new rendition of Be Prepared. So...
Sorry to hear that.
Fans are not happy with the scene and feel the scene lacks visual vibrancy and instead opts for a more lifelike depiction, which is the very essence of the movie.
Exactly. Like, I feel like people go into these remakes thinking they're going to be exactly the same as the original.
Right.
But that's the beauty of a remake, is it's a play on the original movie, but it's not an exact representation of it.
Now, we saw a small portion of it on TV the other night. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think you know my personal thoughts on The Lion King. It looks really cool, though, and the music sounds awesome. Yeah. I think people will enjoy the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the same movie, but a different, with like little different twist changes to it. Nothing like serious, obviously.
The CGI it is a remake. Looks incredible.
I don't know. I'm sick of fake outrage. There's always fake outrage over something. The week before it was casting.
I quite honestly,
Halle Bailey.
Yeah.
As Ariel.
I quite honestly think almost the movie does it to themselves. Like, they pay people to pretend they're outraged about things to create more buzz.
Just to talk about it?
To create
one
more
of the,
buzz.
One of the people that I went to high school with and I follow on Twitter said that movie looks like trash, the Lion King, that it looks like trash, and Disney's just spending a ton of money on marketing to make you think that it looks good.
I can't agree with said person because yeah. I've seen some of the outtakes and the animation and CGI looks incredible.
I will let you know when I see it.
All right.
Speaking of, though, this isn't on the agenda, but it's a real quick addition. Fans, you know how we talked last week about that lady wanting to be Ursula?
Yeah.
Fans are petitioning now for Guy Fieri to be Ursula.
Can you imagine? He has the hair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
But that was just a little thing I wanted to mention. Spider-Man Far From Home is out. Marvel could lose the rights to Spider-Man.
Ooh.
And they would be sent back to Sony if Far From Home does not take home over $1 billion at the box office.
Oh, my Lanta, y'all better go out and spend some money at the movies.
Yeah, I mean, if you've seen the movie sets up Spider-Man as, like, the guy going forward in the MCU, so it would kind of stink if they didn't get it. As part of the agreement between Marvel and Sony, if Far From Home doesn't reach $1 billion in earnings, Marvel will lose the rights to oversee a third Spider-Man film and will cede full control of the franchise to Sony. The movie is currently sitting at around $700 million in just about 2 weeks. So
I think they'll be fine. I'm sure Marvel will pay for their people to go see the movie 100 billion times if need be. They have enough money to do so.
Here's my question to you, though. So this is the third iteration of Spider-Man in our young adult lifetime.
Yeah.
So if, say it wasn't going to reach a billion, say it reaches like 950 million, right?
Are you crabby?
Say it reaches like 950 million. Do you think they would actually let the rights revert back? Like, do you think Sony would do that considering the Spider-Man is so popular?
No,
or do you think they would just work up another agreement?
I think Marvel would manipulate it so they made the 1 billion.
I think so. I think that what they would do is, like, if they're close, they'll say, "All right, buy like 6 theaters and call it a day."
Yep.
You know, like book out 6 theaters and
go
call
have
it a day.
Party.
Continuing with Marvel, are you interested in owning an authentic piece of Marvel merchandise?
No, but are you?
you can. Marvel is auctioning off props from the now canceled Marvel Netflix series.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can get items like costumes, bracelets from Iron Fist, the chessboard and chess pieces from Luke Cage, Matt Murdock, Daredevil's glasses, Luke Cage's hoodie, Iron Fist's mask, and obviously like the whole Daredevil costume, Jessica Jones stuff, whatever, right? Take a guess as to how much those things are being sold for.
Stupid amount of money. So like 20,000 and up.
Yeah, so like the suits and the bigger budget items, 30,000 to 50,000.
Yep.
That being said, if you're a collectible person, but you don't have the budget to be one, you can get Matt Murdock's business cards for $50.
Oh my God.
You can get a Blake Tower election button from Daredevil as well for $50. But if you want one of the bigger things, you're going to have to spend 30 to 50,000. So
crazy.
How much would you pay for a prop from one of your favorite shows?
From one of now, my favorite this is gonna, shows?
So say all right, you really like season 21 of Big Brother, mm-hmm. right? They're breaking down the BB house and you want like the firewood from the camp set up. How much would you pay for that?
Like a dollar. Like, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, no, neither am I. I don't even think I would spend $50 for any of this. I'm just too cheap.
Me, well, I think I'm not like cheap. I'm just not into it. Like,
because no one's going to believe you that it's real anyway. I could go spend $300 on a full Daredevil suit and it would look exactly like the real one. Exactly. And I could say it's the real one and you wouldn't really know the difference.
No, I never understood collectibles because I think we're more or less minimalist when it comes to that sort of stuff too. Right. So not our thing. Would you guys spend the money on something like that? Let us know in the comments below.
They can't comment on a podcast.
Just tweet us, I guess.
Star Wars Rise of the Resistance is officially set to open in Galaxy's Edge in Disney World mm-hmm. on December 5th. But it will not open in Disneyland until January 17th, 2020.
Oh, my.
Now, the original Galaxy's Edge is opened in May already in Disneyland. So it's interesting that it's opening later.
That is interesting.
December 5th is Walt's birthday.
Happy birthday, Walt.
So what do you think why do you think it's opening in Disney World?
When's Galaxy's Edge opening
August 29th.
In Disney World? Okay.
Why do you think that the Rise of the Resistance ride is going to open earlier in Disney World than Disneyland?
You know what? Disney World might be doing it because that's their busiest season. So they were like, all hands on deck. Let's get this out
yeah.
so we can try to make more money. That's my guess is... Because it's so busy, they want to try to make as much money as they can.
I think that they wanted to do the same thing that they did with the first go round, where they open it in one spot earlier and then they get the boost in the other spot when they open it too. So that way they get the boost on both sides as yeah. opposed for people choosing one or the other.
You said December 12th?
December 5th okay. in Disney World, January 17th in Disneyland.
It makes sense for Disney World to open. I'm wondering if they said, okay, let's do this first. Because, like, that Christmas time is yeah. their busiest time. So maybe they're thinking dispersing crowds a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
In that respect, because Magic Kingdom is usually the park that gets the busiest during that season.
I'm curious to see what the ride the lines are going to be like for the land in August. And then I'm also curious to see what the lines will be like for the land in December.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think people are going to like wait until that second ride opens now that they know? Or do you think that they've already booked their opening?
I think if they've already booked, they'll just... continue to go and then they'll probably book again.
And that's what Disney year. That's what Disney wants.
Yeah.
They want both. I don't like this.
Oh, it's typical Disney. It doesn't surprise me.
Actually, I have a real theory as to why they're doing it earlier. I think that ideally they probably wanted to open it at the same time, January mm-hmm. 17th, but they also have that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway thing
yeah.
coming in January. So they spread don't want to yeah, they want to have it tiered.
Yeah.
So they keep people coming to the parks
absolutely.
As opposed to opening both at the same time.
People aren't going to the parks. Let's
well,
be real.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. Did you know that the Reedy Creek Improvement District, a Disney government agency,
mm-hmm.
Was cheated out of almost $750,000?
Holy moly, how so?
It was a phishing case.
Ooh, Mitch knows well about
yes,
these phishing cases.
We'll get into that. An employee believed she was getting emails from a landscaping vendor and sent over $720,000 to that person. It was linked to a larger overall phishing scheme that impacted multiple local and federal law enforcement agencies. The agencies recovered most of the money with the exception of about $94,000.
Wow, they got a lot back. That's impressive.
Yeah, so they also arrested two men in Louisiana in connection to the cases, but the charges are still pending.
Mm-hmm.
Even Disney can get fished.
That's crazy. Well, it makes sense, though, because in my job, I pay bills all the time.
Yeah.
But my property is a lot smaller than Disney is.
Right.
So I know what's going on. But I'm sure in Disney, they have multiple APs, accounts payable people.
Oh, acronyms.
So they probably just thought, hey, it's landscapers for whatever.
Like, yeah. Well,
we got to pay them. And $700,000 for landscapers is probably pretty low.
But you got to figure, too, property. Like they have all the resorts. So like they probably have multiple companies. I don't think there's one company that's big enough to handle the whole resort. Yeah. So,
well, I'm wondering too if they have their own landscaping crew at this point, if they just solely hire
probably like maintenance
landscapers, but they might like outsource for certain projects. So,
like they do with the construction where they hire third. Yeah, I don't know.
I would be interested to see like how much they spend on that sort of stuff.
So, we had a similar issue. It wasn't us at all, but it just happened in the area. It was a community college that hackers like got into their computer and just completely locked them out of everything and sent money to themselves.
Oh, wow.
Was just sending wires to themselves. It was like hundreds of thousands of dollars. It had the school system all messed up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was wild. So it's funny to see, like you don't think of it on a national level. So it's funny to see, well, not funny, but you know what I'm talking about.
For you, interesting.
Yeah.
So some background on Mitch, he helps kind of, he's like a police officer
of
banking, I feel.
No.
You do, though. You do kind of.
I don't know about that, but it just, that type of stuff interests me, fraud and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I like fraud. I don't like to commit fraud, but I like fraud. Want to hear something funny?
Sure.
Okay. Moana. You like Moana?
I love Moana.
So did this woman. So she... Her family celebrates Kate, whatever, right? She's going to be 25.
Quinceañera?
She's going to be 25.
What are you talking about then?
We're getting Kate with cakes and all that.
Oh, I thought they were celebrating something special.
The 25th day of...
Sorry,
the 25th year of her being. So the mother wanted to get a Moana-themed birthday cake.
Okay.
Okay. Have you heard about this story before?
No.
Okay, great. So the mother called the Dairy Queen to order a Moana-themed birthday cake.
Okay.
The Dairy Queen worker misheard her because she had a thick southern accent.
Okay.
So lady went to go pick up the cake, opened it. It was not a Moana-themed birthday cake.
Was it a marijuana?
It was a marijuana-themed birthday cake.
I was thinking to myself, like, what does like Moana sound like in a southern accent?
So the cake itself, instead of showing the Disney princess, showed a giant pot leaf and a green My Little Pony that was very much high.
I can't believe Dairy Queen even did that.
So it wasn't like a pot cake. It was like the cake was fine. So they still ate the cake.
Obviously.
They ate the cake. Has anything like that ever happened to you where you like you order a cake and you get something different or you like something's wrong with the cake?
No, personally to me, never. But I've known people that have ordered cakes and like had weird things happen.
So like the closest I got to that is we got a cake and it was very humid. So like the middle layer of icing and whatnot started to like melt. So the cake started to slide.
Yeah.
But nothing like this. So then I started thinking, I'm like, could this happen with any other like Disney princess? Like what if I had a 2-year-old, right? And she was like really into the Little Mermaid, right? This is going to get kind of inappropriate. I don't care. So what if like I called up and I was like, I want an Ariel cake. Like exactly like that. Like would I get like an Areola cake?
You're so stupid.
No, this has to happen a lot, I feel.
Yeah. No, there's like a whole...
I mishear people all the time on the phone, you know?
Well,
like,
I just misheard you.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's funny, though.
Marijuana instead of Moana. Jeez.
Oh, man.
We're rattling through it. Disney's Grand Destino Tower officially opened at Coronado Springs.
It looks beautiful.
It is a spacious hotel, very tall.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of reserved in the theming. We watched a vlog about it.
It is pretty reserved. What they did at Coronado was they built this hotel for conferences. It was really solely for conference goers because they have so many at that resort.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was smart to kind of give them their own space. So what they did was build this huge, massive, how many floors do you think it is? At least like 20?
Yeah, probably 20.
It's just massive, and it's beautiful. All remodeled, great size rooms.
So one of my favorite pieces of that, though, is that because it's such a big tower, you get, like, great views amazing of not only views that resort, but, like, all the parks and everything. Mm-hmm. Everything's in the distance, so you can kind of see the fireworks if you get that side. If you get the other side, then you probably get, like,
parking lot view. Yeah. It's beautiful. But
it's really nice. Are you interested in staying there at all?
The old before DVC, probably. Now that we have
the old us.
The old us. Now that we have DVC, I don't think we'd really ever stay there.
See, but we really enjoyed Coronado Springs.
I love Coronado Springs. It's an awesome moderate resort. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The facilities are beautiful. The rooms are awesome. And they just renovated
the other stuff. I'm interested to see, and I haven't looked it up. I probably should have. I'm interested to see what the price is for.
I think it's $250 a night. That,
compared to like regular rooms, so it is more expensive.
Yeah, it's like it falls within moderate. So Disney's like high class rooms right now, I want to see are in the $350 range. So moderates are like anywhere from $199 to $250. Values are around $1 to $150 a night.
Where do you rank Coronado Springs on your list of like Disney resorts? Because we've stayed at a ton of them.
We have. I think pretty high. I think that's one of my favorite moderate resorts to stay at. I think that's my first favorite. My first favorite. And then I really enjoyed Port Orleans as well.
See, we stayed there once. And for whatever reason, I'm fond of that place too.
Well, we stayed in that was when Mitch and I got engaged.
Yeah.
And he like... Before I should have like known we were like something special was happening because he's like, where would you like to stay?
I don't remember that.
Yeah. And I was like, I really want to stay in one of the princess themed rooms that they have at Port Orleans. And he's like, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
So we stayed there and it was really neat. It's like themed after all the princesses. So they have like a magic carpet on the floor and the sink is like the genie's lamp. It's really neat.
I know you said DVC. So what are some Disney resorts that you would like want to stay at? DVC or not DVC?
Yeah, so
just a couple.
One of the ones I really want to stay at that we haven't is the Polynesian, which we're actually staying at for my birthday.
Foreshadowing.
My 30th birthday. I want to stay at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
And then Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, I should probably stay at our home resort.
Yeah. One day we'll stay there.
Maybe we'll get around to it before we expire.
So those three are like my top, really want to stay there. What's yours?
I think the Polynesian is one of them. I'd like to, I think I'd like to stay at the Boardwalk again. Didn't they just redo the rooms there? So I'd like to stay at the Boardwalk again.
We stayed there when we got married.
For like a night.
A couple
nights. And it was like an old, I would like to stay there again. Where's another?
The old room. My wedding room was remodeled, though.
I think I would want to stay at the Yacht and Beach Club.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People love that place.
Yeah, I think I'd want to stay there. That looks great. We've seen that on a few vlogs, too, and I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah. Let us know, guys, where you've stayed, what hotels you really like. I think all the value hotels, too, are pretty awesome. Like, if you have littles, they're amazing.
Littles?
The theming is amazing. The what's the newest value? What's that called? Art of Animation.
It's not really a value anymore, though. I feel like it was, and then it kind of just decided not to be.
They do have value rooms, but they have family suites that are a lot more expensive, but still affordable in that caliber if you have a big family and need that space.
Right.
But their hotel, you can hear the music underwater, so when you go underwater, you can hear music, which is really neat.
Sorry. All right, so we're going to keep with the travel minute for a second.
Sure thing.
The Disney Cruise Line was actually voted the world's best.
I agree. Hands down.
Well, moving on. No, it says, it is now considered the number one ocean cruise line in the world. What? Last year, it was number two.
Who was number one last year?
Didn't look it up.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
I bet it was Royal Caribbean or something like that.
Probably something like that for the old fogies.
So let's break this down for the people.
Yeah.
We have done Carnival.
Yeah.
I have done Norwegian.
Yeah.
We have done Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the three.
So where would you rank the three?
Disney, Carnival, Norwegian.
Really?
Yep.
But you, I feel like you really, you went on the Norwegian Gem for Bermuda, yep. Your cruise to Bermuda. And you, I feel like you really liked the cruise to Bermuda.
I really liked Bermuda.
Yeah.
I didn't like the cruise line.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay then. I really liked, I just like how Disney and Carnival does their cruises. Carnival's more of like a fun, free, like let's party atmosphere. A lot going on all the time. Disney's the same way, where Norwegian was kind of like, oh, freestyle, do whatever you want. But like,
pave your own way. Yeah, we're not like, dealing with you.
I like a little bit more structure. So I don't know. It just wasn't my style.
So for me, the Disney Cruise Line, what the biggest added benefit that they have is that when you go in, you're already going to be familiar with all the entertainment. So it doesn't really matter if it's good or if it's top of the line or whatever. You're going to go, you're going to know all the songs, and you're going to be able to enjoy it because of that.
But I feel
you're
like
you're going to get the character meet and greets.
Yeah. With Disney too, you go in knowing that the food is going to be amazing. Yeah. The service is going to be top notch, and the interaction with the people and even the performers, like the activities are going to be top notch.
And you get to go to their private island,
which is still my favorite place to visit. But I think you just go on that cruise knowing that you will get that top tier of service. Whereas like Carnival's more of like, oh, let's party, man.
Let's party.
Like, they're all about you wanna drinking. Yeah. Like, if you're, like, younger or really just like to, like, let loose and have a good time, Carnival's that kind of boat.
Oh, and here's the thing about Carnival. They won't stop letting you know that they've got deals available. I get emails. I get phone calls. I went on one Carnival cruise or two Carnival cruises in my life, and I've gotten a call from the same.
You've been on more than that.
I've been on two Carnival cruises.
Okay.
And I've gotten a call from the same person ever since my first Carnival cruise. When I see that Miami, Florida number coming in, I'm like, that's Carnival, voicemail. And he's relentless, that guy. Yeah, I should pick up and just say, hey, man, I'm good. But like, I don't know. And I get emails from them all the time.
Hey, they always have good deals and they're pretty cheap. Disney is way more expensive. I'm going to be so honest, but you get what you pay for with Disney.
I know, you get what you give. Are you strapped in? Are you ready to go to the next part?
Strapped in.
We're going to get a little insane now.
Okay, let's do it. Street smarts?
We're almost there. Disney worker was scratched by rabies-infected cat outside of Epcot.
OMG.
Yeah. Two workers in the Epcot area were scratched by the cat. However, neither came in contact with park guests. So that's good.
Well, that's good. That would have been another lawsuit.
Yeah, the two employees were treated and are fine. However, there is a 2-mile-wide, 60-day rabies alert in effect for the area from I-4 to Epcot.
Oh, me, oh, my.
So
we'll this be watching us for cats.
When we go to Epcot,
be vigilant.
Be vigilant, yeah. Because, also included in the area is Hollywood Studios, not Animal Kingdom, which is good, and not Magic Kingdom. They haven't caught the cat yet, so they need to.
Cats, I hate cats.
They need to make sure they catch the cat before the cat gets to the safari in Animal Kingdom, because then they're going to have a real problem on their hands.
Oh my gosh.
You go in, and the giraffe is just.
And this is how the apocalypse starts, yeah, people.
It started at Disney's Animal Kingdom. No, but it is a good. It is a good thing to note. If you are going down to Florida within the next 60 days, because you need to be on the lookout for a feral cat.
Yeah, guys, just don't, like, let's use common sense. If you see a cat hanging out, just don't pet it.
See, like, but here's the thing, right? Like, I always think, like, remember when we went to St. Martin?
Mm-hmm.
St. Martin?
Yep.
There was that fat cat that was there the whole time. And we were, like, best friends with it.
And we fed it, but Ollie, like, oh, they're fighting over a ball up there. But there's a difference between, like, island cats that just, like, chill, like, and feral, like, cats that either have grown up in the wild and they're just crazy. So rule of thumb, just don't go near stray cats. If you want to feed them, leave the food and bounce. Don't try to pet them.
Feed it a baguette in France. Croque monsieur. Monsieur.
Ha, ha, ha.
Now we're going to get into some street smarts.
Street smarts.
Yeah. Disneyland fight breaks out in Toontown.
Oh, my.
Family involved denies that it happened.
Oh, Okay.
All right, we're going to dive into it.
Police, you know we have cameras, right?
Yeah, well, hold on. No, police are investigating a violent fight that broke out a week or so ago in Disneyland. The video of the incident went viral shortly after and shows a man punching a woman in the face after she spat on him during an argument.
Yikes.
Now, they're all part of the same family. This is, I'm not kidding, all right? So that happened. Video shows the whole fight.
Okay.
The police are saying the family was uncooperative with the police when authorities arrived. No video was immediately available, so no arrests were made, and the family involved denied that it happened.
Psycho.
So now they're like trying to press charges now. They've sent it up the investigation ladder. But when asked if fights like this frequently occur, the police department said, it does happen when families get together in the heat and get irritated with each other.
Well, we'll let you know how next week goes, guys.
I'll let you know how next week goes. This got me thinking.
Uh-huh.
I need on Disney Plus like a live PD.
Oh my god, they would Disneyland. Never do that.
No, but I don't need it to be about that. I just need like stories. I need like documentary style, like 2020 Dateline stories of ridiculous incidents in Disney parks.
They will never do that. Never.
Oh, they need to though.
But they will never do it.
I feel like, how can you even deny that fight occurred? Like, you got spit on, and then you were in Toontown. Like, everybody's in Toontown there.
Because somebody in that family has a warrant or something.
they gave the wrong name to the police department, too. Miguel Michael situation. Ah, man, I don't know. But that got me thinking. This is the last piece. We rattled through it. I'm happy. But let me go through some recent park guest crazies in a new segment called Live PD, Disney Patrol.
Dun, dun. You don't give it to us, we'll give it to you.
Yes. So let's go through it. Number one, in 2017, a drunken teen attacks an 11-year-old in Epcot.
Oh my.
So the lawsuit settled with Walt Disney World in June after suing the company because a mouse-eared wearing teen in 2017 attacked her daughter. The lady got $15,000 in damages and accused Disney of serving alcohol to minors. The drunken teen was also accused of attacking someone else that same day, grabbing the child by her hair and pulling her into a trash can.
Oh my god! Can you imagine?
This is an Epcot. Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody grabbing your child and putting them in a trash can? Like, I'm sure, like, sometimes parents want to do that to their own children, but like, you can't do that.
I don't get how that would happen.
Me either. But, you know.
I would want to see that, though. This is the stuff that I need recorded and put on a documentary-style thing on Disney+.
That's terrible. Please don't touch other people's children.
Don't do it. But, like,
you can think about it. Just don't do it.
I don't get. Have you ever even felt that way in a Disney park?
No. Like, if kids are annoying me, I just walk away. If I'm in line, I just, like, it's whatever. I've never been in line with a child that's so terrible, though. Like, kids are kids. Like, they're going to climb on stuff.
I feel like if you're 11, like, at that point, if you're 11 years old, you're past the, like, crazy phase. Yeah, like, you're...
I don't know. I've never really... Like, we pass screaming children all the time, but I've never been so annoyed with a child that... We're more laid back, though, I feel.
Yeah, we don't go... Like, we're just kind of like, whatever, we're here. Whatever. We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah.
If we have to stay a little longer in the parks, we will, you know?
So people don't.
Maybe she had a fast pass for Frozen. And
I
was
think
like,
parents annoy me more than children do, quite honestly.
I people watch hardcore too when we're in the park. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm looking for the irritated person to see like, oh, what's he gonna do next? Is he gonna pop off? I hope he pops off. Come on, Karen. You know, like.
Yeah, Pete, you really see people at their worst in Disney, especially when it's hot out.
It goes back to what the police department said. It does happen when families get together in the heat and get irritated with each other. That's I can't believe that the police officer said that. I'm sorry.
Hey, he said it so eloquently, though. Like, it doesn't not happen.
It don't not happen. Ready for this one?
Yep.
Man points gun at Walt Disney World guest in fight for disabled parking spot at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, good Lord.
An elderly man pointed the handgun at a couple. The couple was waiting for a car to back out so that they could pull into the spot. When an SUV came from the opposite direction, sped up and tried to cut them off.
We've had this happen to us before.
Yes. Mad, the husband of the couple raised his fist like, ah, you, you know, ah, you. He raised his fist at the SUV who stole the spot And the SUV driver raised a handgun at him.
Oh my lanta.
So the SUV driver, I guess, got stopped by security at, like, when he got out of the spot and was all the way up at the front. And he said that he didn't have a handgun. It was his wallet that was in his hand. I'm just carrying my, holding my wallet when I'm about to pull into the spot.
I'm just raising my wallet to you. Look at all my money. I paid for this spot. No, that's crazy.
It's a battle over a disabled spot. And I feel like Disney has a million of these
Disney
spots too.
Disney has ample
so like,
parking.
Maybe we just get another one.
Yeah.
I don't People are so nuts. People are so nuts. I love it. And then this one is not Disney. This is the last one I have. It's not Disney. Also on the list was the one that we talked about last week, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
The fight over the stroller.
Yep.
The people that got into a fight and the wife was being uncooperative and whatever. Okay. A man was charged. This is at Universal City Walk. A man was charged with inappropriately touching a girl at the City Walk movie theater.
Oh.
It was a 51-year-old man who allegedly grabbed the girl's backside in the movie theater. The woman, the girl, was between 12 and 15.
Oh, my good Lord.
So the man states he did so because he was walking behind the girl and was about to fall, so he grabbed her to avoid falling.
Yeah, right.
The report says the woman was between 12 and 15. The man's been banned from Universal property.
Good. Sounds like a dirty man.
Do you remember when we were going to Universal?
Mm-hmm.
We weren't in Universal. We were going back to the hotel. We stopped at Walgreens.
Yep.
Right over where Wet n Wild used to be.
Yep.
And we were driving away, and there was a person that like was calling for us, like he wanted to get in the car, and I'm like, no. You remember that?
Yeah.
People are really crazy about around Universal.
Yeah, I feel like
it's because it's hot in the heart of Orlando. I don't know what's going on down there.
I don't know. People are nuts, man.
But those are the top three that I could find in recent memory. My question to you is, would you watch a show that documents insane park guest complaints?
Oh, absolutely.
See, but I wouldn't want it to encompass just like crime. I would want it to, like, you remember the people that jumped into the Seven Seas Lagoon and then swam out to Discovery Island, they got banned. I would want like that as an episode.
I can only imagine, like,
there's got to be so many stories.
All the stuff that Disney security sees on a daily, because that when you gather hundreds of thousands of people in one place, you're bound to have interesting things happen.
Better yet, like, I would want like the actor portrayals of everything, you know. So I got it. I'm thinking of it right now. This is, you call it the cast member chronicles, and you just take stories from cast members of Disney past and let them tell you, and then you have, let them tell you everything. And then you have the actor portrayals. Yeah. Of everything. That would be such a hit. That would be, everybody would tune in.
Cast member chronicles is such a good name.
Right.
There should be at least like a Twitter and Instagram of cast member.
Well, there was, it was called like Backdoor Disney or something like that.
Yeah, but that guy got arrested.
So, I don't know. Well, I would want that. Give me the cast member chronicle. You heard it here first. It's happening. If not, I will make it happen.
Call us, Annie.
I'm just going to start doing it. I'll get together a group of friends and we'll put together the live actor portrayals. And then I'll ask people like on Twitter, if they're former cast members, like, what's the craziest thing you've ever encountered on your time? And I'll ask Adam Hatton, like, what happened in the UK pavilion?
So you guys, if you have worked for Disney and you have a crazy story for us, send it our way.
Please.
We will keep you anonymous. We just want to hear what happened.
Yes.
We want all the juicy gossip.
I want the juicy gossip. That's all I have.
Wow.
Record time.
So you guys, we are going on break because we are headed off to WDW next week.
Yes.
So
we will have an episode next week.
Okay.
It won't, but the week after that we won't. So mark it in your agenda. There's not going to be any update from us in 2 weeks.
But our vlogs will still be happening. We did compile a bunch of them for you.
Yep.
But you will see our Disney trip on upcoming vlogs. So if you want to tune in, you can find us there. Anything else you want from BYT, just find us at buyyourterms.com.
Yes.
And we will see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.